If you are comfortable today with what you were comfortable with yesterday, you're already in trouble.
Success is a daily thing. You've got to make the decision by managing it, and you manage the decision on a daily basis. What you want to be tomorrow, you've got to do today.
If you keep going, if you don't quit, you're going to get better. And you're going to get better, and you're going to get better. Hey, keep going. And then after that, you keep going. And then after that, you keep going. Because it's about what we do. It's about how we handle the situation. It's not about what happens to us, because things are going to happen.
Disgust. Powerful emotion. Disgust says, I have had it. See, that could be the day. The day you can say, I've had it. And whether you've had it with something small or something major, the day you can say, I've had it, may not be the day it ends, but the day it begins.
Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. See, most people don't get out in the arena of life because they don't want to fight. Most people don't get out there because they don't want to get knocked down. They don't want to be dropped to their knees. But see, you're going to be dropped whether you're on the field or whether or not you're sitting on the sidelines. You're going to be dropped. So at least get dropped for something. Don't get knocked down while you're sitting down. See, that's how most people are spectators in life. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is, and you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period, and things will begin to click for you.
What are you doing to make your next effort your best effort? Are you reaching deep down inside to fight through everything that you're going through right now? Or are you settling to be where you are at this current moment?
The more you do, the more you realize you can do. You expand your capacity. You expand your potential. You expand your horizons. You expand your vision of yourself and of life. You expand your participation in life. You're involved in life more. You'll get more out of life because you're putting more into life than most people.
Every day is a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack because I will not stop.
It's time to take ownership. Take full ownership of your time, of your mind, of your day.
Here's a most important question to spend some time answering. What kind of person will I have to become to get all I want? Write down a few thoughts on that. Write down some skills you'll have to develop, for example, and some of the things you're going to have to learn. Just spend a little time writing a few sentences on this. What kind of person will I have to become to get all I want? The answer to this will give you some personal development goals.
Guarantee you that as you begin to give more of yourself in your work, give more of yourself in your marriage, give more of yourself in your relationships with your families and friends, give more of yourself to your talent, to your vocation, to your job or your business, as you begin to set high standards for giving that which you have been given to share in the universe, I guarantee you that life takes on a whole new dimension, that you'll be happier. You have a greater sense of happiness and fulfillment in life. Now you will begin to take off on some new paths to some newer horizons. That you'll begin to see life totally different than most people. I think that's what Henry David Thoreau meant when he said most men live in quiet desperation. That most of us go through life because we're not using that which we've been given, that we are punished. That we're going through life getting up in the morning with no reason to get up. See, once you find out your purpose in life, and once you decide that you're going to live a life of sharing and giving and contributing to life, you don't need an alarm clock to get up.
So I found that there were 21 secrets. The first one of all is dream big dreams. I couldn't believe it. Every single person who finally made it said the turning point in their life, they were driving down the road of life, not making much progress, which is that 80-20 rule that you hear. 80% of people make 20% of the money, and 20% of the people make 80% of the money. And what happens at a certain point in life, they change and go on a different road. And here's the turning point. It is make a decision. Make a decision that I'm going to become wealthy. I'm going to become a millionaire. And I will work hard, long hours. I will sacrifice. I will pay the price. I will do everything that is necessary, because you have this. You have a millionaire maker organization right here. The sole focus of this job is many wonderful benefits for users of the product, but the sole focus of this is for you to become wealthy by becoming successful, so that you can do all the wonderful things that you want to do for yourself and your family. So make a decision that, by gum, I'm going to do it. And I realized at the age of 36 that I'd wished and hoped and prayed, but I never made a decision. Maybe someday it'll happen. Maybe there'd be a miracle or something. So I bought penny stocks or mining stocks, and I did all kinds of stuff, and not a darn thing happened. And then I found that the two things that millionaires say, number one is, I was not more talented or smarter. I didn't get better grades than other people, he said, but I was willing to work harder than anyone else. I was willing to work harder than anyone else. I was willing to work harder, start earlier, work harder, stay later than anyone else. And you know, self-made millionaires on average work about 59 hours a week. They work about 6 days a week at 10 hours a day, or 5 days a week at 12 hours. There are very few wealthy people who work 5 days a week. In fact, there probably aren't any. They may work 5 days a week, but it's way after they've achieved their financial goals. The second thing they found is that they were frugal. Is they earned the money, but they didn't spend it all. Is they saved the money. Because there's a time in your life where you can be generous. You can buy things, you can take trips, you can get new cars and new homes and a home in the mountains and so on, but not early. I had a banker once who was very helpful to me, and I still remember, his name was Alan. He said, we do banking for owners of small, medium-sized businesses, and we can always tell when the business is going to get into trouble. Is the owner of the business decides to take all his money and build a new house. He said, you can always tell because it's too soon. Is they spend their money too soon. If they waited another 5 years, they could have bought or built a house without a problem. But what they do is they start to get some progress and they start to go a little bit wild. So your job is to become a self-made millionaire, and LifeVantage's job is to help you get there, and my job is to tell you what to do. I'm going to show you the recipes and the formulas that you can use. And sometimes it just takes one choice. And remember, 87% of millionaires and billionaires are self-made. They started with nothing. And nobody's smarter than you, and nobody's better than you. Nobody's smarter than you, nobody's better than you. If somebody else can do it, especially with all the disadvantages that many people start off with, if someone else can do it, you can do it as well. That's the proof. Abraham Lincoln once said that some become wealthy is proof that all can become wealthy. It's just the very fact that a person does well, it's proof. If they started with nothing and they became wealthy, well, there's the proof, you can do it as well. Just do the same things over and over again.
The only way that I'll come back is if we sell this company, we create something that's predicated on value, we focus on building a community, we focus on connecting with our customers, with really doing something amazing that we'll be proud of, that we'll have passion for. There's a great quote often attributed to Mother Teresa: nobody will act for the many, but people will act for the one. And so I started thinking about my mom and my sister, morbidly obese. I knew I was going to lose them too early if somebody didn't solve that problem. And so for three very different reasons, we decided to sell the technology company and start a nutrition company. And when we started that company, everybody told us we were crazy. There were 1,600 protein bars already on the market when we started Quest. The category had been declining for years. One potential distributor actually said, I need another protein bar like I need another hole in the head. That sound familiar with your guys' circumstances? Not a great time in your business. Not a lot of inventory. In that same setup, by focusing on what we loved doing, what made us feel good, on what would be beneficial to the customer, providing exceptional customer support, evangelizing our customer at every turn, doing only that which was going to actually help my mom and my sister, which was not always the most profitable, by the way. In fact, it usually wasn't, but it made us feel good about who we were. And so we didn't know if we were going to build a big business, but we knew that we were going to believe in it. We knew that we were going to be passionate about it. We knew that we were going to touch people's lives. And that became the rallying cry for the business. Actually deliver value. Do things that other people just can't imagine. And that's how we went from not existing to being valued at over $1 billion in less than 5 years. Just as we were coming out of the Great Recession into an industry that was oversaturated and declining. Because let me tell you something right now and burn this into the core of your soul. There's always room for the best. There's always room for the best. And if you're prepared to become the best, you can become unstoppable. You can build something other people think is impossible. You can build something out from under a mountain of doubt.